Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. We're having a great weekend here on Experience Wisconsin. One of the things we do every week is bring you our conversation with Ann Sayers from earlier in the week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. She's fun, she's bubbly, and she's got great ideas. Earlier this week, we spoke to Ann, Julia Fellow, and I about outdoor dining in Wisconsin. I'm so happy to be talking about this topic because it's a great one. It's outdoor dining. It's that time of year. It's spectacular. And this is a big deal in Wisconsin, isn't it?
I feel like you're in really good hands today because if it has to do with being outside and or eating, I'm strong in this category. And here we are combining the two. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
And you can dine along scenic sunset views in our state.
Yes. Okay, so let's start in Walworth County. You can toast the setting sun on Wisconsin's Lake Como, and this is a visit to the Getaway. It's a fine dining restaurant. It's in the Lake Geneva area, and it offers views just as fine as the food. It's actually perfectly located to watch the sun sink below Lake Como. Be sure to reserve a table outside. They have an expansive patio, and they're known for their authentic Italian dishes. They have seafood bites and savory prime rib, colorful history. The hotel restaurant is in what was a favorite getaway for well-known gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Yeah, huh?
And you can start your meal with, I am doing this, whipped ricotta cheese and honeycomb on toasted bread.
Oh.
And then, of course, you can get to your main course. Amazing. Another thing to check out while you're there is Lake Geneva Cruise Line for another dining option with a view. You can choose from several different dinner cruises aboard a boat with great company, a great meal, maybe a little dancing on the deck. And options include you could do a luncheon cruise, a Sunday brunch buffet, or supper club dinners, and even jazz dinners.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So Lake Como, that sounds like we're going to Italy.
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have to. It's here in Wisconsin.
I'm going to George Clooney's place.
A little Italian food on Lake Como right here in Wisconsin.
Oh, I love it. That sounds really good. Okay, you've got a couple other dining spots that you want to highlight as we head deeper into summer here. Go ahead.
Well, it's not summer unless you're doing a drive-in. And we have some really fun options for you. One is the Milltown Drive-In. This is a great one if you're cruising through northwest Wisconsin. It's located in Polk County. It's a retro drive-in. It's been welcoming guests since 1956 with uncomplicated, delicious food. Find your summertime bliss with a hand-packed, never-frozen burger paired with a homemade root beer float. Yes, please.
Mm.
And what's really fun about this itinerary is you are right next to Interstate Park for maybe a pre- or a post-meal hike. Stunning views of the St. Croix River surrounded by those deep-sided gorges. This is Wisconsin's oldest state park. They're celebrating their 125th anniversary this year. It's one of my favorites. You must do it. Yeah. And then another idea for a drive-in is in Cedarburg. It's Wayne's Drive-In. You can welcome summer memory makers to enjoy hot food with cold ice cream. And you can dine outside this unique 12-sided building. John, Julia, do you know what a 12-sided building is called?
I don't.
What's dodecagon.
Dodecagon, you got it.
She knew that right off the top of her head,
yeah.
Ann.
I didn't read this pronouncer at all.
But this is the classic. You know, they've got the checkered floors, plush booths. And if you visit on Thursdays through the end of September, you can check out vintage cars that are showing up for weekly cruise night.
Oh my gosh, I'm taking my husband there. This is so cool.
Julia, what's a 13-sided building called?
What?
I don't know. You don't have that off the top of your head?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's go down to the farm. Pizza in Buffalo County.
Yes, the Stone Barn in Nelson is one of several beloved pizza farms along Wisconsin's Great River Road. You can visit Friday through Sunday for scratch-made pizza in that outdoor farm setting. Grab a table, maybe throw out a blanket to enjoy thin crust works of art. The Stone Barn crafts creative specialty pizzas. They have a heat-infused Southwest pizza. They also have a Greek pizza with locally raised lamb. That's the beauty of a pizza farm. It's all right there. And they have weekly specials that also highlight the local in-season vegetable at the moment, so you get that freshest flavor possible. And you can stay the night in a French-inspired setting at Hotel de Ville. It's located in the Mississippi River town of Alma, full of European flair from the decor and antiques to manicured gardens. And if you want one last little unexpected activity on this itinerary, recommending Castle Rock Museum. You'd be amazed at this eye-catching collection of antique arms and armor dating back all the way to the time of feudal knights, Vikings, even some ancient Romans.
Ooh, okay. All right, here it is. Are you ready? You're ready?
Nope.
A 13-sided building is called a tridecagonal. How do you say it? Tridecagonal.
I just
tridecagonal.
I just have tridecagon. or 13 gun.
And we're here for you. Now when you're
I'm not even trying that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
When you're in that next big important meeting and you're sitting around the table and you're always right at the head of the table because you're Ann Sayers, you break this out.
All right. Thanks, team.
Ann Sayers, for more information on how to start your summer getaway, check out travelwisconsin.com and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much.
Same to you.
I love that conversation. How fun is that? So many great ideas for outdoor dining. And it's not in just the big cities either. It's in the small towns. Most small towns have cool rooftops or outdoor patio dining, so make sure you check it out. And check out EAA Air Venture. It is going on today and tomorrow right here in Wisconsin. Couple quick thank yous. Savannah Schindler in Beloit, always fun to hang out. Carrie Grieving in Racine, and of course the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. I'm John Rakir. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll catch you again next week on Experience Wisconsin.